The UN Security Council has imposed tough new sanctions on North Korea, punishing the country for its second nuclear test. Pyongyang responded to the resolution today by vowing to weaponize all its plutonium and will consider any blockade an act of war. Emer McCarthy reports.
The United Nations Security Council agreed Friday to expand an arms embargo already existing, but this time authorised ship searches on the high seas, with the goal of derailing the isolated nation's nuclear missile programmes. North Korea responded immediately and on Saturday made a defiant statement. Its foreign ministry also acknowledged for the first time that the country has a uranium enrichment programme and insisted it will never abandon its nuclear ambitions. Uranium and plutonium are used to make atomic bombs. In a sign of growing global anger at the North's pursuit of nuclear weapons in defiance of the Council, its closest allies, Russia and China, joined Western powers and nations from every region in unanimously approving the sanctions resolution. It does not ban normal trade, but does call on international financial institutions not to provide the North with grants, aid or loans, except for humanitarian development and denuclearization programs. But what does this mean for the men and women and children living in the communist state? North Korea has not yet resumed its food self-sufficiency in the wake of the 1990s famine that killed an estimated 3 million people and still relies on external food aid from China, Japan, South Korea and the United States. The World Food Programme reports that famine conditions are in imminent danger of returning. And yet, every year, Pyongyang is believed to earn between 500 million and 1 billion US dollars in arms sales. I'm Emer McCarthy.